Hello, I'm Tommy Patterson, Senior Technical Evangelist for Microsoft. Today's tutorial, we're going to show you how to create an Azure virtual machine in the Azure Preview Portal. We'll use a Windows Server image as an example. So first, let's click on New, go to Compute, and then select Windows Server R2 Data Center. What you're going to notice is a pane that shows up to the right, and that's going to give us a chance to enter a name, a username, and a password. So you'll want to use a unique name, and these are unique in that once they've been entered, they want to be checked against to see if they're in use anywhere else in your account. And then a username. This is, you know, like a administrator. However, we don't use administrator. It's disabled in Azure Virtual Machine. So you want to make a unique admin name. Provide a password, a strong password, and once that's been once that's hit the requirements, then you'll get the green check mark letting you go on forward. Notice you have different pricing tiers you can select. You can get into the networking and storage and diagnostic settings. You can also select the location where you would like to have the virtual machine reside. Once you're finished, click Create, and that'll take us back to the home screen. This is the dashboard that you have. You can see any resources you've pinned to the dashboard. You can look at different the resource health map. You can look at billing, take a tour of Azure. Also notice the notifications bar. When you click on notifications, you'll see the whatever's running or whatever processes are underway will pop up in there. Also notice that the tile, once finished, will automatically populate, show that the server's completed. Once clicked, it will take you in to see the settings and the essentials around the server, like what subscription it's a part of, whether it's running or not. A different way to get to it is to go to the Browse and then go to Virtual Machines and click on that, and that'll take you to a classic menu that shows you all virtual machines, which is searchable. If you can then select your virtual machine from there. Again, it's going to open up a new window to the right and let you see the settings. This is where you can click on the Connect button, and that's going to launch the RDP session, taking you directly into that machine that you've just created. So that's going to go ahead and go through. Notice it'll give you the same remote desktop security credentials entry area that you need. Put in the server name slash the user that you created and a password that you created, and click OK, and that's going to launch you directly into your machine. Give it a few minutes and should be good to go. So the connection's being made. It should just take a matter of, you know, a minute or so. It should be good to go after that. You'll see Server Manager pop up. You'll be ready to start, you know, installing roles and features and get started with your server. Once you're completed with that and you've finished configuring the server the way you'd like it to be, you can always exit. Just click close out of your remote desktop session, and of course anything will stay running. So when you want to come back, you'll be right where you left off. Hope this helps you get started.